views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, hello, Dr. Ronnie. Back again to give you some more value. What a great week. I don't know about your weather, but my weather here on Martha's Vineyard is just beautiful. And I am here today speaking with Dr. Makeba Maureen. All of you out there who have heard Dr. Makeba and myself speaking to you over the last year about your health and how to be healthier and happier in this new coming year, 2016. We have so much value to give you. Dr. Makeba is a holistic doctor, a nutritionist, and she travels the country talking about her herbal remedies and her healthy lifestyle. And she wants to teach you also to have a healthy lifestyle completely without drugs and completely with her nutritional prescriptions. So today, that's exactly what we're talking about. She loves to share knowledge about the body's miraculous power and how to heal through nutrition and herbal remedies and living a good, healthy, holistic life. Now, last week we talked a little bit about, and we can talk about this subject all year, just as one subject, and that is how to be healthy and happy and how to choose the right foods so that we could be healthier and happy. Because you know, and I know, today we have more access to supplements more than ever before, more access to organic food. Why are we getting fatter and sicker? A lot of people with a lot of food ideas, come on, we know about the food rotis, we know about the non-GMO, we know about the gluten-free, the dairy-free. You know, we hear about this diet, that diet, eat this, not that. Why are we still getting sick? And why are we still gaining weight, Dr. Makeba? What's going on here? We have so many people that are coming to the retreat with chronic illness, which we know chronic illness is growing. And I specifically remember back in the day when my grandmother was alive, if you were overweight, you were healthy. If you were thin or skinny, you were sick. Today is the complete opposite. You know, we consider disease to be so unfortunate. But what I always say, if you just turn that around and you just say, why don't we make our bodies healthier by giving it the nutrition that it needs? That is called good fortune, not unfortunate. So I can talk all day about this subject, but I want to hear what you have to say. You know, we're living in a world where there's so much aggressive therapies going on, good nutrition, and we have the opportunity to learn about these things, especially with the internet, but we are all confused. And I'm gonna try to sum it up a little bit today, Dr. Makeba, because what I want people to understand is that there is really one basic underlying cause for all health problems. And so sit back and listen to what I have to say. We have become so conditioned to think in terms of this disease or that disease, or let's cure this way and cure that way, or let's prevent something without even knowing how to address the underlying cause. Yes. We're only going to talk about one underlying cause, and that is toxicity. We are poisoning our bodies. We are very toxic. We're living in a very toxic world, and we're living on malnutrition. Underlying malnutrition seems to be at the top of the list for a lot of these chronic illnesses. And I've been talking to, you know, doctors and the public around the country about some of this detoxification modalities that we're now starting to do, and about what good foods that we can eat and what good essential oils that we could take to help our bodies to detoxify. Dr. Makeba, I want to talk to you, and I know you have a lot of value to add to this. What's going on? Why so many people, even though we have all of this to our assets, we have the opportunity to get good food today. We know what to eat and what not to eat. Why is it that we're still eating it?
You know what, Dr. Ronnie, first of all, thank you. I just love doing this show. I love doing radio, but I have to say Miracles of Holistic Health is my favorite. And that's because we talk about things that actually change people's lives and give them lives and give them solutions to these problems that seem so overwhelming and difficult to overcome. So this is one of the things. Why are we talking about this so much yet? People are having such a difficult time. Really what we're talking about is overcoming these habits, right? And I believe one of the main things is, it's so funny because I've been doing Facebook for some time, and I had an assistant helping me, and I just actually personally started doing it again, and I noticed that now they just post all these wonderful articles if you're looking for them, and one was came up that I've been aware of, you've been aware of for decades now, and I was looking at the Facebook response, and it was talking about the LFD Red 40 dye that is related with all types of malnourishment, hyperactivity, also related with other mental and physical disorders, including obesity. But we've been knowing this for a long time. So it's just a matter of our foods have just been bombarded with so many chemicals, and they've devoided of so many nutrients that it causes a constant craving for these unnatural substances in it. And at the same time, we're not getting the proper nutrition, so we're constantly gaining weight. So it's like a catch-22. So I'm just eager to talk about the solutions we have for this, because we do have solutions on how to get the proper nutrients. But everyone out there, they really shouldn't beat themselves up, because when you know better, you do better. And eating the standard American diet or eating without being conscious is very, very dangerous, because you could be eating something like this dye that causes all these problems, also adds to being malnourished, and you're constantly craving and you don't know why. And so that's one of the problems.
And so, you know, and that's a very good point, you know, and it's a very important point, because what I've said over the many, many years is that we first have to have the motivation and the energy to want to change. But three, we have to have people that we trust and that we know that we can go to, so that we can get the true knowledge that we really need. And when I say true knowledge, I mean we have to really look at what really counts the most. What really counts the most is that we're able to take care of ourselves, and that we don't depend on any man for any information unless we know that it makes sense. That's called basic education. Because I remember when my grandmother, and I like to talk about my grandmother, because it's the reason why I am who I am today is because of my grandmother. And one of some of the basic things she used to say to me, and she was a woman that didn't speak a lot of words, but what she said was so profound. She would say things like to me, so baby, what are you eating? And I go, well, it's a casserole, I think, Grandma. She goes, well, what's in it? And I go, well, I don't know. And she says, well, why are you eating it? So, you know, that always stuck to my mind, that we have to learn what we're eating. If we open up a can or we open up a bag of food and we turn the bag of food over and we read all of those long names and chemical names, and some of it's not food and some of it is food, but if we don't understand and we don't know what that is, why are we trusting that food? So some of this just have to be basic knowledge. Like, for an example, if you go out in your grandmother's yard and you pull some vegetables out, you clearly know what that is. It's called broccoli. It's called collard greens. It's called spinach. But if you go and you buy processed food in the bag, and you just see a lot of little white things going on there, and all the rest is like, looks like powdery stuff, and you're supposed to add some hot water to it and put it in the microwave, and you give this to your children, you have to ask yourself, what am I feeding my children? What are these names? What are all these chemicals and preservatives and stuff like that? And until we're able to get back to the basics, Dr. McCabe, we're never going to win this war on chronic illness until we go back to the basics, and that is what we put in our mouth each and every day. We have to know what we're feeding ourselves. Now, you know that I do a lot of chronic illness. I do a lot of cancer work, a lot of fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, arthritis. Any chronic disease that you can think of that's difficult for the average person to control on a daily basis, because it's so overwhelming to have this chronic illness. And they end up coming to the retreat. And I do some of the basic things at the retreat to help them, first, to get the energy that they need, to get them in a mindset so that they can even want to listen to me so that I can change their lives. And when we come back, I like to talk about some of those things we do at the retreat so that you can understand what it takes to change your lifestyle.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And Dr. McCabe and I have been talking about, you know, the last session about chronic illness and why it is that with all the things that we have available to us today, all the different diets and all the supplements and the internet, and why is it that we're still not healthy and that chronic illness is creeping up faster than we can say it? Why is it that we're still overweight to the point where we're so overweight that our country is having a very tough time controlling it? And there's this war out there. Naturopathic treatments and modalities as opposed to medical treatments and modalities. And instead, what we should be doing is trying to figure out how to get together as a marriage and try to control this horrible situation that we have going on in our country. There is a food revolution going on, and we're starting to see that people are interested. And Dr. McCabe and I, we work so well together. We do retreats together, we do radio together, we travel together, and we're starting to do another book together. And so we have the opportunity to, you know, give value for our country. And at the retreat, for all of those out there who don't know what we do at the retreat, we see some of the whole body diseases here. And when I mean whole body diseases, I mean things that hurts the whole body, like a cancer or chronic fatigue syndrome or a thyroid disease or diabetes or multiple sclerosis. These are things that the whole body suffers and struggle with. And so when you see a situation like this, you have to learn to treat the body with love and purity and clean food. And that's what we do at the retreat. We learn to detox the body at the retreat so that when you go home, you can learn to stay on a clean diet and eat really good food. And besides some of the health protocols that we do heavy duty vitamin injections and supplementation through IV drips. We do immunotherapy. We do amino acid protocols. We do 43 essential nutrients, glutathione drips. We do anti-aging protocols, and among some other things. So that just gives you an overview of what we do. But the most important thing here today is to teach you how to go on a healthy program at home so that you can live this season or any season without coming down with the flu or the cold. And what we start with, and Dr. McCabe and I have talked about, you know, how to go on a juice program in a healthy way, as opposed to someone going on a juice program and that's all they drink is juice all day. We're not talking about losing 21 pounds in 21 days. Today we're talking about how to stay healthy. And staying healthy, it may mean losing some weight, but mostly what it means is how to give your body maximum nutrition all day so that you can not only lose the weight slowly, but you can also stay healthy throughout the year. So Dr. McCabe, what is your main food? What is your day like? What is your food like in order to keep your family and yourself healthy throughout the winter season?
Okay. One of the things I make sure that we do throughout the winter season in particular, and I notice a lot of people don't do, and we discussed this a few shows ago, is make sure we're getting enough water. It has a lot to do with your ability to flush the toxins and also, and really this season is when the immune system is begins to depress a little bit, just because of the nature of the changing of the season. And if you're not getting enough water and you're mildly dehydrated, you become much, much more susceptible to falling under the weather. So with that, the first thing is to drink enough water. The next thing that I strongly suggest that everyone does is to find a clinic like Dr. Ronnie's and get some colon irrigations. I strongly suggest that, and this is the reason why. 75 to 80% of your immune system is in your colon. That's just a fact, meaning it is almost dictating and determining everything. And when that is clogged or congested, it is not going to function properly. So this is a good time of year. I do colon irrigations every month. I advise my clients to do it a minimum of 4 times a year, particularly at the changing of the season. The next suggestion that I would give, and this is because you know I love my herbs, is garlic, including garlic, and particularly in your raw salads. I had a big green kale salad yesterday with all other kind of stuff in it. As a matter of fact, it was kale, spinach. I had my onion, and I just put some fresh garlic in it. It does wonders. And the other thing is you have to get these foods that have these essential nutrients in it. They are vital, vital, vital. You cannot maintain vital health without the proper nutrition. So I know we're going to talk about the YAVO foods next, but I have found that to be incredibly important and a vital nutrient that's needed, because you give your body enough nutrition and that helps you to make it through whatever the weather or whatever the season is. So those are my suggestions. The water, the colon irrigations, you can add the garlic, and also these YAVO foods that have these 43 essential nutrients.
That's great. That's great. I hope you everyone's writing this down. I just got a call, and the lady wanted to know, she said, when I go to the grocery store, you know, I get confused on what's some of the healthy things to buy. Well, what I tell people to keep it really simple is to just make sure you shop in the vegetable aisle. Make sure you shop on the outside. Don't go on the inside. Those are where your cans and bags are. And I want to give you a healthy shopping list, a kind of like an overview of how you hit a health food store, okay? The first thing I tell people is when you go to a health food store, you want to go to a large health food store and you want to buy a juicer. If you don't have a juicer, guys, come on, get a juicer. It's time now. A juicer should be part of everyone's household by now. The other thing you want to look for at a health food store, especially for all you sugar addicts out there, is stevia. Remember, a tiny bit of stevia goes a long way. So if you just put a little bit of stevia in a drink, avoid the sugar drinks. You can make a great lemonade with some real lemon, stevia powder, and good clean water, and you could drink that all day. It's one of the healthiest drinks that you could do without calories to quench the thirst. The next thing I want you to find at the health food store is enzymes. You know, enzymes are my best friend. Enzymes, by the way, you can get them in capsules or you can get them in tablets. I suggest you get them in capsules. And I suggest you take an enzyme every time you chew. And we could talk about that in another session. But enzymes are a very important part of being healthy today. And don't forget green powder drinks. I think it's best if you find a green powder drink that have not only spirulina in it, but a little bit of wheatgrass and some kale and other vegetables. But you want to get a powerful green powder canister that always keep in your refrigerator or in your cabinet, whatever it suggests. That is the best energy that you would ever can ever hope to ask for, because it's instant. You just take a scoop out, put it in your blender, add a little bit of stevia if it's not sweet, and drink it, and you'll feel better immediately. And then I want you to find at the health food store an antioxidant berry drink. We get at the retreat, we have, you know, something called Meta Berries. I love it. It's delicious. And I love the fact that it's called Meta because it has many different type of berries from all around the country and even out of the country. Well, we know about goji berries. We know about acai berries. We know about some of these exotic berries already. But I believe in concentrated berry juice. I can add water to it with lemon and more stevia. I can make 1 ounce of a berry juice into like a whole pitcher. And that's actually called the best vitamin water. The other thing that I want you to do at the health food store, find yourself a good protein powder. I noticed that when you were here, Dr. McCabe, you used to do a lot of protein drinks. What's your favorite protein drink, and how do you make them taste so good?
Oh, wow. I have a few protein drinks that I love. Okay. The most important thing you said is the organic protein powder. And I always use a non-dairy protein powder with the highest grade protein, which will a lot of time have sprouted grains and almonds and things like that from those type of protein sources. And also, I'll actually add a scoop of protein powder with maybe about a tablespoon and some inside of about a cup of almond milk. I use the unsweetened one. And you can, let me say, you can make your almond milk fresh. Of course, that's the best way. But I just try to buy a high-quality brand. But you can soak your almond milk night and fill them in the morning and, you know, blend them. And I want to mention before I go further, you said such a good thing. If you don't have just, if you're going to be healthy, you have to invest in these type of appliances. You just really, really do. You have to invest in the Vitamix and a good juicer. And then what I like to put in my protein is I like to add the banana, because I often am mineral deficient, so the potassium does me well. And I'll also add my green powder to it. And it's just delicious. Well, I have the protein in the almond milk. I have the protein in my powder. I have, I even throw my green powder in there, and I'll put a nice ripe banana in there, blend, and it's delicious. Now, sometimes I'll even get creative because I like to make it like a drink, and I'll add a touch of vanilla, a touch of cinnamon, and a little ice.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's all types of creative things you can do to the taste, you know.
Yeah. And you could do so much for it. And all those who are worried about losing too much weight, guess what? If you add a piece of avocado to it, you won't lose weight. And it makes it very creamy and it's delicious. I love avocado. I think I do too much avocado. But anyway, I love it. But there's so many ways to make a smoothie healthy. And someone asked about what are the spices should I buy when I go to a health food store. So when we come back, we're going to talk about great spices for your food that's healthy for you as well.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, and I'm here with Dr. Makeba today, and we're having a great time talking about how to be healthy and stay healthy and lose weight for the coming season in 2016, and how we should start now, and why is it so difficult with everything that we have available to us in terms of education, organic food, people who are telling us this diet, that diet. And now we have doctors who are now getting on board with nutrition, but we're still having a difficult time. So we're going to be giving you a lot of value over the next year. But today we're talking about some basic things, and that is how do you choose foods when you go into a health food store, and what do you choose and why do you choose it? And I want to talk, when we left last time, I said I was going to talk to you about some spices. Well, Dr. Makeba knows that I'm a spice queen. I love spices. I can take some of my most basic vegetables, and I can make it taste different 10 different times or 10 different ways just based on the spices that I choose. And now that I've been doing a lot of work with essential, organic essential oils, I've been having even more fun with spices. But if you go to the health food store, and you can get some of these spices at a regular shopping store as well, I would suggest choose. Your first thing you should choose is unsalted vegetable seasoning. And they have that. That's the first thing I put in my soup or anything that I'm eating. The other thing is you want to get cayenne pepper, not black pepper, cayenne pepper. Another great spice, which is tasting good, but is also very healthy for you, is an antioxidant, and that is turmeric and curry powder and cumin. In fact, I sometimes will make steamed vegetables, and I'll use a little bit of coconut oil, and I'll put curry, cumin, and turmeric, and just a little bit of rosemary on it, and it is the best tasting vegetables. And that's a unique taste, and some people don't like that unique taste, but I do. Now, there's another four different seasonings that I get to make my vegetables taste sort of like an Italian flavor, and that is I'll use oregano. Now, oregano is very strong, so you have to be careful that you don't put a lot of it. And guys, I'm talking about fresh oregano. You can also buy the dried oregano, but oregano is really good with rosemary, thyme, and dill. So if you take those four and you can add, you know, if you like, a little bit of bay leaf, but be careful that you don't use too much. Well, the worst thing that can happen is you use too much of one spice, you throw it out and start all over again. But anyway, that's your Italian dish. And then, you know, there's some other spices that I know Dr. McCabe loves. She wants to tell you about her cinnamon and clove. What do you use with cinnamon and clove? You use a lot of that and vanilla. What do you
And that's because I have a sweet tooth. So all those people out there listening who have a sweet tooth, we know that sugar is one of the most horrible things that you can consume because it creates an acidic environment and it eats all the good nutrition, not to mention it's perfect host for disease. So it encourages it, supplies it as a general concept. With that being said, I have found that cinnamon can add such value to a food that you could just make just any type of quick dish. I had someone the other day give me these pumpkins that are coming out for Thanksgiving, and I never used it before, and I did something. I literally just put it in the oven and kind of charred it, just baked it, scooped out the inside of it, and I don't know what type of pumpkin it was, because you know they have all those different varieties just for decoration that comes out around this time of year. And, you know, just putting the cinnamon, I tried it with cinnamon and honey, and I didn't put much clove because clove is really overpowering, and a little bit of nutmeg and a little bit of vanilla, and it did taste different from sweet potatoes. It was a little bit more watery, but the consistency was very nice, and I said that I would try it with stevia. And for our listeners out there, remember that stevia is actually an herb that is wonderfully, it is 100 times sweeter, they say, than sugar. And it's excellent way to wean yourself off of sugar. So I just like it in my foods. A lot of times I made chili the other day with red beans. By the way, this was a vegan chili that I made. And what I did was that inside of that, I added a little touch of the spices to sweeten it up, just to balance out the peppery, spicy taste. I add just a touch of stevia. So stevia, vanilla, cloves, nutmeg, and even anise, A-N-I-S-E, are spices that very complement very well anything that you're making sweet. And what they did is they enhanced the sweetness where you don't have to use as much sweetener. And if you are using a sweetener, I suggest you try stevia or agave. And the wonderful thing I like too, Dr. Ronnie, is it adds a different taste, like you say, where it's just good. It doesn't taste like what you're used to eating, but sometimes it tastes even better. So I'm good for getting some dried fruits and getting some healthy nuts and crunching them up and, you know, creating something. And not doing too much of that and everything with that in moderation, but it is a wonderful, wonderful something to do as opposed to sugar. So those are some spices that I absolutely love.
And you know what? Have you ever heard of Indian tea? I love Indian tea. I might have made this up myself. I can't remember, but I've been drinking it for so long now. I don't know where I got the name from. But anyway, I make a pot of it. I'll put like a cinnamon stick in there, and I'll put some whole cloves in there, and I'll put whole cardamom in there, believe it or not. And I'll boil it for about, you know, 10 or 20 minutes to get the strong flavor out of there. And then I add it to an herbal tea. I may choose chamomile. Or I may choose a mild tea because already the spices from the fresh herbs that I just mentioned is very strong. And I'll add a dash of vanilla and a lot of stevia, and I'll add a little bit of coconut oil. And I'm telling you, it is the best, a coconut cream. It is the best, best drink. And it's a great holiday drink. It makes your kitchen smell great. And I just love it. And I've been drinking that for years. But I tend to drink more of it around the holidays. Someone asked me about herbal teas and a little while ago. And I don't have a favorite herbal tea. I just like all teas. But it has to have a little bit of a flavor. My mother always say I just like drinking colored water because I don't like anything strong. And I'll just dip, you know, some of the herbal teas into water, and I'll add a little lemon. And if I don't want the citrus flavor, then I'll just add stevia to it, and I'll just drink that. And she's right. I just like nice tasting water. And so saying that, I just think everyone should get herbal tea and without caffeine, of course, and just always seem to have it, make up iced tea and put it in your refrigerator. Have it ready. The key to a good hydration is to have these things readily available, you know, which basically means if you open up your refrigerator and you see containers that are clear, you always want to get glass containers, guys, and you want to have like three different containers in your refrigerator, one with lemons in it, the other one with berries in it, and the other one with cucumbers in it or lime. But just choose your favorite, and you always fill it up with water, and it should be visual. And you go in your refrigerator and you pour a glass of water. It's easier to do that when it's nicely, when it's visual, when it looks nice, when you can just walk into your refrigerator and open it up and you see something readily available. And I think a lot of people in this country are slightly maybe chronically dehydrated anyway, and that's only because it's not readily available to them. So saying that, you know, we have so many people that are asking questions about what else to buy at the health food store. Do you have any suggestions on how to buy healthy things at the health food store?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. I think we just have a couple minutes in this session left. But, you know, that's the one of the things that I did at one time with my programs is also offer a service and proper buying, because a lot of times we don't know what to choose. And one of the things at Whole Foods, it offers a variety of so many things, but just because it is a health food store, it doesn't necessarily mean that every item in there is healthy. So my biggest suggestion is that you read everything before you buy it. Do not assume because it came out of Whole Foods or anyone's Whole Foods health food store that it is healthy for you, because I've seen very compromising ingredients in many of the products, although most of the products seem to be okay. One of the things that like Whole Foods is they have the open bins and they have organic products. So they have the bins where you can go and you can get, I saw some wild grain, whole grain rice there. I saw some whole grain brown jasmine rice, and I like that you can get it out of the bins. I saw they have a lot of the raw nuts, and if you're going to choose meat, they do have free range chicken and meat that has been certified without hormones. And if you're going to go vegetarian and be vegan, they do have the best of those products. But if you're buying any product that is already prepackaged, please just make sure you read the label. That is my number one rule for anyone. This is what conscious eating and conscious living is about, and this is how we do get to be sanitarians and reverse and overcome these diseases. So that's basically my general suggestion. And to thoroughly go down the aisles, and you can also save money, I found. That's why I like the bins, that if you buy, let's just say, some rice out of the bin as opposed to the one already packaged, I've noticed that usually you can save a couple of dollars. So that's a little that I found.
Wow, that's so helpful. Thank you. That's so helpful, Dr. McCabe. Okay, when we come back, more value on what to buy at the health food store and how to set up your life for success.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and I'm here today with Dr. Makeba. You've heard her many times. She's passionate about helping you change your life. And, you know, we've been having some fun the last few sessions, and I was just thinking, Dr. Makeba, I remember this one moment, and before I get into how I'm going to help everyone, I went to one of my celebrities' homes, and this was back, you know, what, 12 years ago, and, you know, I was just new with all of this celebrity stuff and everything, and I remember going into her kitchen, and I'm supposed to help her with 21 days on how to detox, help her with weight loss, and get her on a healthy path. And I remember being intimidated by her kitchen because it was just beautiful. I mean, it was just this white kitchen, and everything was in place, and I was afraid to touch anything. And I'm going, oh, how do I do this? So finally, you know, after having stressing for about 5 or 10 minutes, and you know how I am about my time, that was enough of stressing. So I said to her, okay, this is not going to work. I said, I need a big old trash can bag, and I need a ladder, and I need to get busy, and we need to reorganize here. And the point that I'm trying to make here is that it wasn't a working kitchen. It was a showcase, and I needed to work. I was there for 21 days to work, and I needed to make her kitchen. I needed to set her kitchen up for success. And she didn't know.
Right.
She was a beautiful celebrity and kind-hearted, and she needed my help. So I said, okay. I said, stop it, Ronnie, and help her. She just don't know. When I was finished talking to Makeba, I had this big, huge bag. I was throwing everything away at that kitchen. I'm going, what is this? In the trash. And at the end, I mean, I think she got a little upset a couple of times. And so I told her, her housekeeper will say, okay, put that on the side and we'll talk about it later. But what I'm trying to do here is that if you have a working kitchen, I mean a working kitchen, I mean, do not put your juicer up on the top shelf. Do not put your bullet or go buy a bullet if you don't have a bullet. But I want all these things on the bottom shelf usable. I want a bowl of lemons and a bowl of limes. I want to be able to see that stuff. I want to see their spices out on a spice rack on the counter. I don't want to go shopping for it in your cabinet that's in the left corner of the far part of the kitchen near the dining room. I want all these things right in front of me, right? Because when I do a juice or a soup or anything, if I make a salad, I don't care what it is, I want to take 5 minutes to make it because I want it to be readily accessible. So setting your kitchen up for success means organizing everything in the manner that you're going to use it. Like you're going to open up the refrigerator. When you open that refrigerator, everything should be visual. There should be no bags, no cans, no dark containers like red bowls with the opaque top on it. You want glass containers in your refrigerator. When you go shopping, you want to buy all your vegetables in one day, clean all your vegetables, chop all your vegetables, and put it in the glass container so when you open up your refrigerator, you can pull these vegetables out, and it's called readily available, and you've got yourself a nice salad or soup or juice or whatever it is that you're trying to make. You should be able to do that in 10 minutes. You shouldn't have to go into your refrigerator and search. It should be readily visual. I think that if just saying that, And I got a question here. She wanted to know. I could tell you how my refrigerator is. I'm not, the way my refrigerator is at the retreat is the way I try to have my refrigerator at home because it just makes sense. When I open it up, the first line, the first shelf on my cabinet are my morning drinks. I know I'm going to have an antioxidant drink, so that's first. At 10 o'clock, I'm going to have another drink, so that's lined up next. And at 1 o'clock, I'm going to have another drink. These are drinks, not my fresh juices. These are my antioxidant and my powdered drinks. These are things that I call my snacks that I'm going to drink. You know that I'm all about maximum nutrition and small dosages all day long. So if I go in and I grab an essential nutrient, all I want to do is open it and drink it. If not, then what I want to do is keep it readily available in the refrigerator so that all I have to do is open it, add water to it. And then my second shelf, I'll have like a bowl of lemons and limes and whatever else I need to put in my water. And I may have a glass, a visual glass with lemon water in it or lime water in it or berries. But I'm going to have like at least two types or three types of water in the refrigerator. And then I have my cabinets at the bottom that have all my fresh vegetables in it, and they're in containers that are visual, so that if I'm going to make something in the evening, I just pull out those containers that I clearly see what I'm pulling out, and I throw it in the pot, and that's when I add my distilled water and my spices. So just as fast as I said that, that's just how almost as fast as I can do that, because I don't have a lot of time to waste, so everything has to be set up for success. And you can also not just organize your kitchen for success, because I want you to have a crock pot in your kitchen. I want you to have like a tea maker in your kitchen. I want these things readily available so that you can do it really, really super quick. And at the same time, you can also set your counter space up and cabinets up for success. And the way we set our cabinet up for success is that we have our supplements and our enzymes and anything that we need, like, but of course it's different at the retreat than it would be at your home because we've got all kinds of supplements. But I'm going to give you an example. Remember the old-fashioned medicine chest that people used to have in their bathrooms? Well, we have what's called an old-fashioned cabinet chest, where as you open it up, you're going to clearly see first, you're going to see things like vitamin C, you're going to see papaya, chewable papaya, you're going to see what do you call those vitamin packs? They got immune packs now, and they got vitamin C, that all kinds. You open it up and you can add water to it for like, especially around flu season, you see a lot of it. So we line our cabinets up with some of that stuff as well. And someone asked me about how do we organize our spices. Well, a couple of spice racks. How do you organize your spices? I've always had a problem with organizing spices.
I like order. and so the way that I organize my spice rack is that I have in my personal kitchen, I've always liked the pullouts. It's just a pullout drawer that is specifically for spices. Or you can buy these little wood things that are specifically for spices. The other way that you can do it is if you're going to do a spice rack and you don't have anything, you're just going to put it in the cabinet. I like to organize them according alphabetically. So let's just see the cinnamon and the cumin would actually be in the same area because mm-hmm. I can remember where they're at like that. I used to organize them according to the hot spices like the curry and the cayenne and the peppers and then do the salt separately and the sweet spices. But now I found it to be more effective for me to organize it alphabetically and then I just line them up if it's just a cabinet and I don't have a pull-out spice rack. So it's all sorts of ways of doing it. Another way of doing it, because just as long as it's keeping order and they're very, very easy to get to, is you could just easily get some square containers instead of just putting them straight in the cabinet if you don't have an organizer rack. And you could put them, get several of those containers and put your spices that are usually for the sweet stuff in one, put the spices that are usually for the more spicy things, and then put the regular spices that you use on a more regular basis in another container and then put them in the cabinet like that. So those are just a few tips. But they should be visible because these spices are what you should use most of the time. And I wanted to add one thing of value before we had to go. I wanted to add that, remember, most Americans are suffering from some type of digestive issue, which is very significant in that your digestive organs are, in fact, a huge part of your immune system because they lead to your colon. And much of it is because we don't eat the spices like we used to. I have to say that when you're eating the curry, when you're eating the cinnamon, when you're eating the cumin, when you're eating these different things, they all affect the digestive system in a powerful, positive way. They aid in digestion. So that's another good reason. They don't just add flavor, but they also aid digestion. They cut down gas, and they aid us in absorbing in a proper way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great. Wonderful. You know, it's all we have so much fun, Dr. McCabe, that I always find myself like rushing. Towards the end, I start talking really fast because I know we've got like just a few minutes. So, but what I want to say before we go is, because we have 1 minute, is that next week we should start talking about how to help people for the holidays. I cannot believe it's the holidays already.
Yes.
So we need to start talking about how we're going to help people for the holidays. And I want to leave people with this. I want to show people how to set not just your kitchen up for success, but let's set your world up for success. Let's talk about what you do during the day and what do you put in your purse or your briefcase and what do you put in your car and what do you have on your nightstand. And this is how you set your world up for success, because being organized is also part of being healthy. And so we'll talk more about that next week. And I want to let you know that thank you again for a wonderful show. We have so much value to give so many people. And we want to talk about my new text program that I've got. It's not ready yet, but we have a program coming out for texting you every day on what to do to help you with your healthy lifestyle. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/DrRonnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.